We move now from politics to pizza. If you've eaten at one of the many locations of the gourmet pizza chain Upper Crust, you might be interested to know that your slice has a bit of a checkered past.
The business filed for bankruptcy protection last month, and this week abruptly shut down 10 of its 16 restaurants and laid off 140 employees. Over the years, the company's largely immigrant labor force has complained about working conditions and wages.
After investigating, the federal government ordered it to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in back wages to its workers. The Boston Globe's Jen Abelson has been following the Upper Crust meltdown for the past 2 years and joins us now. Hi, Jen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Upper Crust filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection last month. How much money do they owe, and to whom, and how dire is this for them?
In their initial court papers, Upper Crust said the chain owes at least $3.4 million to creditors. It's $500,000 to Zivi Construction Company, which is in Brookline and apparently helped build some of their restaurants, $235,000 to a food distributor, another $230,000 to a former Massachusetts Attorney General, Thomas F. Riley, who represented the business after leaving office. They also owe, as you mentioned, $850,000 in back wages and damages for violating minimum wage and overtime laws, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. And the State Department of Revenue has also said that Upper Crust hasn't paid an estimated $843,000 in meals taxes from the last year.
Wow, so it sounds fairly serious. Now, four of the Upper Crust stores are independently owned, but these franchisee stores weren't exempt from some of the trouble. Apparently, management made a deal with Groupon without informing the stores. Is that right?
That's true. Upper Crust franchisees in Newburyport, West Roxbury, and Portsmouth, New Hampshire, claim that the Upper Crust owners sold thousands of discount vouchers on Groupon without their knowledge, kept the proceeds, and then filed for bankruptcy protection. And it ended up being a lot of money. Upper Crust ran several deals on sites like Groupon this summer, offering consumers $25 worth of product for just $12. I think more than 6,000 of these vouchers were sold. And so what that meant is that Groupon transferred the money to Upper Crust corporate. The franchisees were supposed to get $9 for each voucher to offset the cost, but that never happened.
Hmm.
And so one of the independently owned stores in West Roxbury said so far the Groupon deals have cost them $23,000. A small business, that's a lot to handle, and that the store can no longer honor those deals.
Tell me a little bit about the co-owners, Jordan Tobins, Brendan Higgins, and Joshua Huggard. They've been running the company jointly for more than 10 years, but there's some bad blood that's developed between them, right?
Yeah, Upper Crust partners Josh Huggard and Brendan Higgins, they sued Jordan Tobins, who founded the chain on his own originally earlier this year. They sued him after they put Tobins on administrative leave. They said that he had misused company funds for a down payment on a personal residence. He had charged yacht costs to corporate credit cards, and that was part of what deprived Upper Crust of cash necessary for the daily business operations. Tobins, he denied the allegations. He countersued them. He said that Huggard and Higgins had unlawfully seized control of Upper Crust and imperiled the business. He also mentioned that Huggard and Higgins had also rampantly misused corporate assets. They made personal trips to Florida, Aruba, Atlantic City, and the Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut.
Oh, boy. What else went wrong? I mean, here are three guys just trying to run a local pizza chain. What else plagued this enterprise?
It appears that they grew very quickly, and from court records, it looks like they built their success by exploiting their workforce and breaking laws, all while enriching themselves. The federal government found twice that they didn't pay their workers minimum wage or overtime. They allegedly tried to take back those federally mandated payments. They didn't pay meals taxes or rent in some cases, and they seem to have used company funds for personal expenses. I mean, some people I've interviewed have called it greed. Others have said it's arrogance. Either way, it hasn't really turned out that well.
It hasn't turned out well indeed. Jen Abelson, reporter for the Boston Globe, who covers the retail sector and business strategies of local companies. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Well, beyond pizza, the greater Boston restaurant scene is thriving, especially along the South Boston waterfront. Ming Tsai will join us because he's opening a new restaurant there, so we'll talk about the new food in Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.